The 65-year-old remembers the call clearly. It was August 2013. A major donation fell through, and Lou Ness felt helpless in her job as the director of an agency that finds housing for Rockford's homeless.
That was where I was in that moment on the Kennedy Expressway, ranting and raving. And I'm literally yelling at God, like saying things like, what more do you want from me? Like, I'm sick of it. I don't want to do social service work anymore. And at Harlem Avenue, and I remember because I looked over and I saw Harlem Avenue, I hear this voice in my head, I want you to walk out the doors of the church. I want you to walk to D.C. and I want you to say, you have not heard the cries of my people.
Ness says she didn't decide to make the trek right away.
A call, for me, works you over. Like it never leaves you alone. It's some part of my brain, it made perfect sense and didn't make sense at the same time. I knew what people would say. I know what happens when you raise your head above the crowd. You know, you're a target, and I don't want to be a target. I just want to do my job and do my work, and I just didn't want to, I was like, no.
So she turned to some agnostic friends.
So I purposely sought people that I thought would say, you're like gone over the edge this time. And not one of them said I shouldn't do it. And that was probably the scariest part.
Ness says people have already doubted how effective her journey will be. But she's a seasoned hiker. She'll push a cart with a phone and an iPad and solar charger. She's been breaking in 3 pairs of shoes for the trip. She'll be walking 10 to 15 miles each day, staying at churches, synagogues, and temples in 6 states. Ness isn't planning to walk alone and says anyone is welcome to join her along the way. Shelter Care Ministries will update her itinerary daily on their website, and she'll still lead the organization from the road. She still isn't quite sure what will happen if she makes it to Washington, D.C. If she stays on pace, that would happen sometime in June.
So there's this idea that all they do in Washington is fight, and nothing gets done. I don't necessarily think that's completely true. But I do think that we've forgotten how to disagree in a way where everybody gets a say. Maybe what you want to do is make sure that every person who is homeless votes. Maybe you want to gather people together that live in significant poverty and ask them what they need and engage them in a partnership to create some local collaborations with people actually living in the condition.
That's the message she'll take to small groups that she visits.
There's not a one-size-fits-all. What I would do here in Rockford is different than what I do in Deerfield. It will be different from what I do in Woodstock. The condition of poverty looks different from place to place. I'm letting people teach me. So I'm really trying to be open to learning along the way by listening to the people who live in communities.
Ness says she doesn't know if this trip will make a major splash, but hopes it has a ripple effect.
I don't know that I'll finish, but I know someone will finish. All that was required of me is that I start, that I step up. People will take over along the way.